Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you have had a tremendous Friday. I hope you've had a good Friday. I hope that you are great overall, whatever the hell you got going on. Me, I'm good. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Happy almost weekend. This is when the show gets started. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, as I told you. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, it's easy. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. My main man, my partner, hanging out with me here with you and all of us is super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. What a day it's been. I think that's an understatement. What a day it's been. The top golfer in the world is arrested in Kentucky while trying to get to the golf course. The New York Knicks are going to be taking on the Pacers, trying to close them out tonight. Last night, it was a drubbing. Minnesota Timberwolves beating a snot out of the Denver Nuggets. Tua Tagovailoa, Scottie Scheffler wanted to show up to work, and he had an issue. Tua Tagovailoa might not be showing up to work if he doesn't get a new contract. The Patriots, their new quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, is ready to babysit Drake May. Spurs don't want Trae Young. We'll talk about Anthony Edwards more. I know I just mentioned the Wolves beating up on the Nuggets. Anthony Edwards is different. Talk about Puka Nacua later on in the show. Feels no pressure. Najee Harris of the Steelers, I guess he took a look at the Steelers schedule and he said, man, I need to lose some weight if I want a new contract. How about this as well, man? We gotta wait a little while. There's so much going on. Today is Shohei Ohtani Day. I can't even keep track. And then we also, if you need a confirmation, Puff Daddy is a terrible human being. I mean, it's just all types of things came out today. Just from the morning. And it all started with Scottie Scheffler just being arrested. I had to go, wait, is this one of those stupid accounts? Is this real? Am I getting punked right now? I woke up, I don't know, at 6:37 and the news starts coming out. And I'm like, wait, what? This is not real. And then we started to get the real-time accounts. And I'm like, whoa, what happened? This is crazy. Could have been Tiger Woods. It wasn't, but and he sucks right now on the golf course at the PGA Championship. But, hey, what are you going to do? Hickey, how the hell are you on this Friday?
Considering, like you said, what we saw today in the sports world, in the entertainment world, I can truly, maybe the only time I'll say this, the fact that I did not get arrested today just means everything else could have gone bad. It doesn't matter. I am having a great day.
You didn't get arrested. I didn't get arrested. This is crazy. They got Scottie Scheffler in an orange jumpsuit. Like, you can't make this. Today, is the sun out in New York or is it cloudy?
It was out today, actually, for a little bit.
Wow. Okay. Down here, the weather is crap. Okay? It was cloudy all day, and it's just like, oh, yeah, this is the tone for things. Let me break this down for you. We know the PGA. Well, let's go back even further. The PGA Championship is going on in Kentucky. Right outside of Louisville, Valhalla Golf Course. It's going on. It's Friday, okay? They're getting into the meet. They're round two today. They're going to keep things rolling. Unfortunately, as I told Hickey, you know, I don't know, maybe the weather is bad just north of me too. It's cloudy down here. I know Houston had some storms, and so, yeah, here in the south, the weather's been crap. Unfortunately, early this morning at about 5 a.m., 5:30, a vendor helping to work the golf course, and or the event, I should say, was killed, hit by a bus. God rest his soul. This individual was killed, hit by a bus. And so you know what needs to happen. They need to bring out the emergency personnel. This person died at the scene. Horrible, terrible incident. And this is what happens when it's dark and it's rainy and it's misty. It's awful. That's not going to stop the show. Okay, they stop traffic. And typically, if you go to any event, any sporting event, any VIP event, if you're one of the athletes, you go through a special way. Well, Scottie Scheffler, who just won the Masters, he's won four out of the last five major tournaments. The man just had a baby, a couple of weeks ago. Scottie Scheffler's trying to go to the golf course early. This man's tee time is in the 8 o'clock hour. And so he's getting there at around 6, you know, get in, get settled, have some breakfast, stretch out, chit chat a little bit. You don't want to rush. Who wants to rush? The answer is nobody. And so, unfortunately, you know, this traffic was still stopped. There were still emergency vehicles, and he had a marked vehicle that said that he was a part of the tournament. And this is where things get tricky. Scottie Scheffler tried to enter in to the golf course, go through the VIP golfer entrance, right? As he typically probably did yesterday. An officer told him no. Well, allegedly told him no, and there was a misunderstanding about whether he could go or not go. The officer then kind of, I guess, put his hands on the vehicle or tried to stop him with the car. And then reportedly, this officer was dragged to the ground and suffered pain, swelling, and abrasions to his left wrist after the car accelerated forward, allegedly 10 yards. Now, that's from the police department. Someone who was on the scene and pretty much gave everybody the 411 early is Jeff Darlington. Covers golf for ESPN. And he was on ESPN this morning, and he gave a detailed account as to what he saw because he was right there. Scottie Scheffler even looked back at him after he was put in handcuffs and said, "Help me, listen."
Entering Valhalla Golf Club this morning, we witnessed a car pull around us that was Scottie Scheffler was in the car. To be very clear about the details here, Scottie Scheffler has been detained by police officers, placed in the back of a police vehicle in handcuffs after he tried to pull around what he believed to be security, ended up being police officers. They told him to stop. When he didn't stop, the police officer attached himself to the vehicle. Scheffler then traveled another 10 yards before stopping the car. The police officer then grabbed at his arm, attempting to pull him out of the car before Scheffler eventually opened the door, at which point the police officer pulled Scheffler out of the car, pushed him up against the car, and immediately placed him in handcuffs. Scheffler was then walked over to the police car, placed in the back in handcuffs, very stunned about what was happening, looked toward me as he was in those handcuffs and said, "Please help me." He very clearly did not know what was happening in the situation. It moved very quickly, very rapidly, very aggressively. He was detained in that police vehicle for approximately 20 minutes. The police officers at that point did not understand that Scottie Scheffler was a golfer in the tournament, nor, of course, that he is the number one player in the world.
Well, I mean, at that point, does it matter? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, there he is, Scottie Scheffler. I don't want no smoke, bro. Just go on ahead. Yeah, it takes a little bit of common sense. I don't know. There's either two things. If you want to think with common sense, most people are going to obey a police officer, right? I don't think Scottie Scheffler said, oh, well, the police officer is saying stop and I got things to do, so I'm just going to go. We don't know that. We don't. I have no idea. This is a matter of he said, she said. And of course, the police officer is injured right now because the police officer was dragged. I haven't heard anybody deny that fact. Is Scottie Scheffler just like, I don't give a damn? Or did he know he was a police officer? Did he think he was a schmuck? We don't know. CNBC even had a report of the arrest. Listen.
Scheffler was trying to drive around the crash scene up on the median. A police officer instructed him to stop, but Scheffler continued to drive. At one point, the officer attached himself to the side of Scheffler's car. Then finally, Scheffler stopped and rolled down his window. The officer grabbed him, opened the door, pulled him out of the vehicle, and he was handcuffed. He's now been booked by the Louisville police on charges of second-degree assault of a police officer, which is a felony, as well as a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding signals from an officer directing traffic.
They put the man in a holding cell. They figured out who he was when he got there. He reportedly was asked if he wants the full, jail experience. They gave him a sandwich. They put him in a jumpsuit, and they let him leave. Typically, you don't get let go unless you pay a handsome amount of money. His arraignment is Tuesday. Like, what? They just let him go. So which one is it? Did he disobey the police officer? Is this all one massive misunderstanding? The crazy thing is, this man was supposed to start his second round at 8:48. He was arrested in the 6 o'clock hour. He was booked at about 7:30, and he was back at the course by 9:12 a.m. You cannot make this stuff up. And Hickey, what is he, like 9 holes behind right now? He's like in third place, isn't he?
As we speak, live leaderboard, he is 9 under, 3 shots behind Xander Schauffele. Incredible.
Oh, my God.
5 under today.
And he got arrested.
Got arrested and went to jail.
And he got arrested, went to jail, and then went to work.
Mugshot and everything.
Yeah, what's your excuse? Well, I mean, maybe if you got arrested, you'd still be arrested. But I guess this is called, what do they say, privilege? Most certainly. How about this? The man got arrested, went to work, is still one of the best at his job, and then had time to sit down and talk to the media. I kid you not. Scottie Scheffler, listen to this man after the second round describe his day.
I don't really know. I feel like my head's still spinning. I can't really explain what happened this morning. I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so I started going through my routine. I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today, but like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit, but yeah, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
Surreal. They say you can't make these things up. If something new happens every day. Hickey, I said this when we signed off yesterday. I said, I wonder what the hell is going to happen between now and tomorrow, which is now today. If you would have told me last night, hey, well, by the way, you know, Scottie Scheffler is going to get arrested at, you know, 7:30 in the morning and he'll be golfing at 10. I'd be, what are we talking about here? And it happened. This is a reality. I'm on planet Earth, right? Am I?
That's why they say, JR, the truth is always stranger than fiction.
Oh, my God. It sure is. It gets even stranger. And I guess jail, I've never been in jail. Knock on wood. I guess jail is better than I thought. Because Scottie Scheffler said while he was behind bars in the cell, he was able to look at himself, get arrested on TV.
When I was sitting in like the holding server, there was a TV there and I could see myself on the TV on ESPN, and it was Get Up was on. And so in the corner, it showed the time and it said they were delayed. And I was kind of thinking about my Teton. I was like, well, maybe, you know, I could be able to get out. You know, the officers downstairs had, you know, they were discussing how long it was going to take me to get released. You know, obviously you have to go through all the due process and everything. And, you know, I was able to kind of see a bit of the TV, and, you know, then I lay down and then I started to stretch a little bit once I got my heart rate down a little bit.
What? Hickey, jail ain't that bad, huh? You get to watch ESPN and get a sandwich?
And it sounds rumored in my apartment. He can lay down. He can stretch.
I mean, yeah.
He's not just, you know, bending down, touching his toes. Probably dynamic stretching, walking around, maybe a little jogging. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, this guy, he watched more television than I did today. And he went to work. And he's doing good. Damn it, he may want to do this again tomorrow. It's wild stuff. We told you he's 9 holes under par right now. He was also asked, man, given everything that you went through today, you think you're playing good?
As far as best rounds of my career, I would say it was pretty good. You know, I definitely never imagined ever going to jail, and I definitely never imagined going to jail the morning before one of my tee times, for sure. But yeah, like I said, I was grateful to be able to go out there and compete.
Come on. O.J. Simpson, and he's dead. O.J. Simpson wish he had it this good, right? He wish he wouldn't be rolling around in no Bronco if he knew that he was just going to walk in and walk right out. Yeah, a little bit different of an infraction. But damn, I don't know too many people go to jail and just leave. Huh. Hickey, there's no way for you or me or anybody to know. Obviously, there was a misunderstanding. I don't know. I don't know if Scottie Scheffler did he misunderstand? I mean, the cop there was a cop, obviously, one security guard. The cop is going to be clear. I mean, come on. I've been told to do things by cops, and I'm just like, what? I don't know. What are you asking me right now? You want me to pull over here? You want me to go over here? Like, what exactly do you want? You got these lights in my face. Like, what do you want from me? Especially when it's dark and it's early and it's raining and it's light. It's easy. It's not broad daylight. Everybody's sitting in a room having a conversation. There was a misunderstanding. I don't think, if you have to ask me, and maybe I'm too pure of a damn soul, I wouldn't think that Scottie Scheffler was being a jerk, right? Like, the part that I don't get is where the cop got dragged and all of this. I don't know, man. It's confusing.
I'm with you. Like, that's... Everything seems like just a classic misunderstanding where, like, unfortunately, it's a tragic accident. Traffic is backed up. I saw a few golfers say they walked to the course 2 miles from where they were staying. Took like 2 hours. I don't really know why they're walking so slow. But anyway, they walked to the course to get there because of the traffic being so bad. So, like, clearly, right, if you are trying to get there on time and a lot of these golfers are creatures of habit, you want to, you know, get in, hey, you know, 2 hours before I'm doing this, an hour and a half before I'm doing that. Like, you don't have a lot of time, I'm sure, to be sitting around in traffic. And it sounds like there was a situation or a setup where, like, golfers and important people for the tournament had, you know, were being able to let it. I don't know, like you said, outside of really the dragging, which is,
yeah,
is that being sensationalized? I don't know.
Yeah, did he fall down and roll over 10 feet? Or it said 10 yards, okay?
Right. Was he banging on the back of the door? You know, you had that where you're driving and, like, someone's like, whoa, 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 like banging on the back of the door to tell him to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They said he moved 10 yards. 10 yards is a short distance, but it's not a long distance. It's long enough to be dragged, but how the hell are you getting dragged if he's just kind of turning into an entrance? I don't know. That's the part that I don't get. The Scottie Scheffler does not seem worried or concerned about it, but let's boil this down. Let's be real. There's nothing going to happen to this man. If I'm Scottie Scheffler, you just went through one interesting experience, but ain't a damn thing going to happen. He's not going to prison. He's not serving a hard time. If anything, he will get slapped with a fine, and maybe he faces a civil lawsuit, which I also don't think he's going to have trouble paying. Welcome to the world of being wealthy. Scottie Scheffler had an opportunity today to cosplay as a criminal, and maybe he was innocent. Maybe he was being a jerk. One thing is for certain. This man is probably going to win a couple more Masters and make some more millions of dollars. He's going to go home to his baby. Welcome to the benefits of being wealthy. Interesting experience. A lot of people go through it every day and don't have the benefits. Trust me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some positivity. I want to talk about a man from right here in Atlanta, Georgia, who is helping to take his basketball team potentially to a Western Conference Finals. I'll tell you who it is if you don't know on the other side of the break. We'll talk more Scheffler later on the show. Rex Haggard is going to join us from the Golf Channel. We'll get into Tua and so much more. The Knicks, the Pacers, I got you covered. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We opened up the show by talking about the arrest of Scottie Scheffler. And we'll talk more about him later on in the show. We'll talk to an expert from the Golf Channel, get involved in that, and I don't know. I think he's going to enjoy his dinner tonight. Let's just put it that way. Somebody else who's enjoying his dinner, knowing that his season is extending, is Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Because last night, I don't know what word to use. I don't know what exaggeration, I don't know how much I want to stretch it, but let's just go through a few of them. Consider this an exercise. The Wolves smack the Nuggets 115-70 to force a game 7 in Denver on Sunday. Now, Hickey, help me out here. What are some additional adjectives we can use to describe the beatdown? I said smacked. What would you say?
We used massacre last week for the Pacers-Knicks, so maybe we'll put that one to bed. What about just ass-kicking?
An ass-kicking. Yeah, they gave him. The Wolves gave him an ass-kicking that we have not seen the likes of since 2015, when the Chicago Bulls beat the Milwaukee Bucks by 54 points. This was abuse. Okay, 115-70 Anthony Edwards had 27 points. Karl Anthony Towns had 10 and a bunch of rebounds. I mean, you even got offense from Jaden McDaniels. He had 21 points. You want that man to play defense. If you're getting offense from him, then that is quite a bonus, but this is where things stunk. In every other element, the Nuggets were abused. Nikola Jokic had a pedestrian 22 points. The guy who really stunk the joint up was Jamal Murray, 10 points on 4 of 18 shooting. Was telling everybody about his elbow, how bad his elbow is after the game. If he scored 30 points, his elbow would have been fine. And this was abuse all over the place. Anthony Edwards, you think this man was shocked that they pushed a game 7? The answer is hell no.
Did you really tell the locker room staffer in Denver you were going to be back for
this? Hell yeah. They know y'all was in there. Yeah, I told them. I said, I'll see y'all motherfuckers for game 7.
Yeah. Well, never one short on words. Anthony Edwards. They got a game 7 on Sunday, and you can go ahead and thank him. Anthony Edwards, this man has been just lighting it up. The entire postseason, he got Kevin Durant the hell up on out of here. He's forced the NBA champs, the defending champs, to a game 7. He is on fire. I mean, even the games he plays poorly, he bounces right back. Chris Finch, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, the man with a busted up knee sitting behind the bench, he is thrilled without his team went out there and got it facing elimination.
There were two responses. You know, there was a response to the last three games. But the most important response is when we got down 9-2. You know, and we did a really good job of focusing and coming back with the right energy, getting our defense in place. You know, they were kind of getting loose in transition was what we talked about. So couldn't happen. And we did a really good job there. And once we get our defense in place, you know, we like our chances.
Yeah. Yeah, they liked the chances. And you know what the difference was? I guess if you want to call it one. Mike Conley came back. Yeah, what is he, 35, 36-year-old point guard? He showed up. 13 points, 5 assists. He was dealing with that leg injury. Missed the last game where the Nuggets annihilated them. And Anthony Edwards says, oh, yeah, nah. Him? That guy, that point guard? That's my guy. I'm glad that he was back.
We got Mike Conley back. That was it.
Simple as that. You got the vet on the floor. You make the moves. The Nuggets were off of the floor by the fourth quarter. Nikola Jokic was standing up watching the game the entire fourth quarter. There were images floating online of Jokic just standing on the baseline in his warm-up with his hands clasped behind his back watching the game. People were joking that he's going to have like a 90-point triple-double, that he's going to go back home to Denver and bust that ass. Michael Malone, the head coach of the Denver Nuggets, says, well, he didn't say they got our asses kicked. He just says we got knocked out.
I told the guys at halftime, I said, fellas, if I would have told you before the game that they'd be shooting 42 from the field and 30 from the three-point line, would you have taken it? And they all said, yeah. I says, well, the reason we're getting our ass kicked is because they're not taking care of the ball. You're not rebounding. We're playing with no physicality and no toughness. And they hit us first, they hit us second, they hit us third. And so you give them credit. They did what they needed to do to keep this series alive and to bring it back to Denver for a game 7.
Head coach Michael Malone is not lying. The Nuggets shot 30% from the field. This is as a team. They shot 30% from the field. Damn. That's what I do when I go play basketball and I don't play anymore. I quit. The Nuggets shot 20% from three. You know what? Let me not even give them the credit. They shot 19% from three. 19. On a damn good night, an individual player, a team will shoot 40% on a damn good night. On an average night, maybe you knock down 33 to 35 and you can accept it. 19% of your threes? They couldn't make a shot. And you want to talk about toughness? the Nuggets were out-rebounded as a team 62-43. The Denver Nuggets basically said, all right, well, yeah, let them have this one. We'll play the next one. I think Nikola Jokic is already locked in for this, but Michael Malone says the whole team needs to be locked in, loaded, and ready to go for Game 7 on Sunday.
To me, the much bigger issue is we have to do a lot better job of being locked in and ready to play in a Game 7. And again, you know, those are the two greatest words in sports, Game 7. So hopefully our guys in front of an amazing crowd will be ready to go when we have the intangibles the way we've had them for the last three games prior to tonight.
Hickey, I got Nuggets at home. What you got?
I'm with you. I think Denver wins.
Yeah, I said it yesterday. It's tough. If you give the Denver Nuggets two chances, you get two chances to eliminate these Nuggets. It's now down to one game. They blew the first chance. Are they going to blow the next one? I don't know. I can't. It's hard to bet against the defending champs. It's hard to bet against the three-time MVP. It's hard to bet against the finals MVP. But look, I wouldn't be surprised if this went one or two ways. I don't know. Maybe Anthony Edwards goes out there and has the game of his life and the Wolves still lose. Maybe Anthony Edwards has the game of his life and starts to build a legacy, knocking off Kevin Durant and the Suns, sweeping them, forcing the defending champs to a game seven and then pushing them to the limits and then beating them. These are things that you can't make up. Game seven is a must watch. I'm going to be tuned in. I'm going to be locked in. I'm going with the Nuggets. They got the experience there at home. But I think at this point, can anybody be surprised if the Wolves win? Come on, they pushed them to a game seven. These are the things that you'll live for. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call me, it's 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. On the other side of the break, yeah, the Nuggets stunk last night. We're going to talk about a football team that stunk last year. They're going to stink this year. And it doesn't matter who the hell they brought in at quarterback. This team, oh, it's going to stink. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Nobody here stinks.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, is this like a reminder for me to, like, get some singles out the bank later? Like, what's this, pony ride it?
I'm just trying, honestly, just trying to throw some stuff out there music-wise, see what sticks, see what you like, see maybe what's a one and done. Maybe that could be this one, but.
Pony?
Yeah, I'm in the folder. I see it. I'm like, all right.
Wait, isn't, don't we have the, is it the Preakness tomorrow?
Preakness is tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. So that's, yeah, pony.
Ride that pony. Come on.
Yeah, ride the big-ass pony. Yeah.
To the first place of the Preakness.
Yeah, what's that? These horses got ridiculous names, man. They got these nutty names. Let's see. Let's go through some of these horse names.
Yeah, Mystic Dan with the winner of Kentucky Derby going for two right now.
That's
somewhat normal.
What's the guy from the Phillies? His horse is in the race, too. Saw him a couple weeks ago. One of the Phillies.
Jason Worth.
Yeah. Is it Jason Worth?
Yes. Jason Worth, the caveman. I feel like
you can't be a Phillies outfielder. For the past 20 years, if you need to be a Phillies outfielder, somebody in left or right has to have a beard and hair. It's like a prerequisite. Has to. Uncle Heavy. Okay. Catching Freedom. Mystic Dan, he has the fifth best odds. I heard he sucks in consecutive races. Okay, how about this for a name? Just Steel, Tuscan Gold. I like this one. There's somebody dancing to this song right now, or at least this name. They got a horse named Imagination. Okay. Yeah, right. Somebody's walking around trying to get money named Imagination. I just know it. I know. If your name is Imagination after 6 p.m., I hope you get paid tonight, okay? Shout outs to everybody with a little bit of imagination. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you before we went to break, the Nuggets, they stunk last night. They were trash. I told you I'd tell you about a team that they stunk last year, and they're going to stink this upcoming season. Because despite the fact that we got the NHL and NBA playoffs going on right now, the NFL is releasing its schedule. The NFL is telling you about the holidays and Christmas and Thanksgiving, and it's games in Europe, it's games in South America, it's games in Brazil. It's like, hey, we're the NFL, kiss our ass. We still got OTAs. Remember earlier this week, Kirk Cousins spoke? Kirk Cousins said, I ain't worried about a thing. I'm going to show up and do my job. Michael Penix is going to do his job. And this is a part of the job. And I guess if I was making guaranteed $100 million, I wouldn't worry about it either. And so we continue on in the week. Falcons are just trying to not be garbage, right? We know that. Go to the playoffs, get eliminated, everybody be happy. Somewhat. In New England, there's a different expectation. The New England Patriots are the team, I told you, they stunk last year. They're going to stink this year. They went 4-13. They haven't been that same since that they haven't been that bad since Bill Belichick showed up. Okay? They sent Mac Jones to Jacksonville. They sent Bill Belichick to the glue factory, and they decided to select Drake May at number 3 overall out of North Carolina. And a lot of it is based on potential because last year he wasn't all that good, busted up, the team sucked. And a year before that, he was absolutely amazing. You got guys like Jaden Daniels jumping him. You know, people are more entrenched with Michael Penix Jr. going to a championship. And Drake May kind of sort of just a little bit fell by the wayside. And so while everybody is running around at OTAs and kissing behind and telling everybody how good we are and I'm in the best shape ever and can't wait to play. And Aaron Rodgers is hanging out on podcasts about conspiracy theories. Everything is normal. Things are different in New England. Even though Bill Belichick was sent to the glue factory, they bring in somebody who's been on staff, who won a championship, Gerard Mayo. He's not out there cracking skulls anymore. He's trying to improve the football team as the head coach. And so what did they do? Not just draft Drake May. They brought in a man who started his career with the New England Patriots. They bring in Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett, he's like a lifesaver, okay? This man played his first year with the New England Patriots. He was with the Colts for a bunch of years. He is break glass in case of emergency. It's like, hey, Andrew Luck is like, I'm done. What do you do? Hickey, what do you do?
Nothing.
Well, no, you break the glass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
You break the glass. And you get Jacoby Brissett. Okay? And then what happens? I don't know. Deshaun Watson is a pervert. Hickey, try again. And Deshaun Watson is a pervert. You need a quarterback. You do what?
Break the glass.
There you go. And then you get Jacoby Brissett. Last year, he ain't played too much for the Washington football team. They let Sam Howell throw all of the interceptions. And so New England, knowing that they have an emergency, they just need someone to keep the seat warm, they bring in Jacoby Brissett. Not bad, not good. Good enough to keep you in the game. Not that bad enough to just be completely ass. He has a decent enough job. In the NFL, he's either going to start or he's going to be one step away from starting. Jacoby Brissett spoke to the media. And he said, yeah, I got Drake May here. They even brought in Joe Milton. They drafted him too. But Jacoby's just like, listen, folks, the quarterback room, yo, we going to get after it.
And I think the good thing about our room is, honestly, everybody wants to be the guy, and everybody's competing to be the guy, and that's what you want, you know. I was talking to Aaron about it the other day. It's like, if none of us wanted to play, then our room would be messed up. Like, we would be in bad hands in this organization, you know. And I think everybody understands that, and everybody wants to play. So I know I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to play and didn't think I could do the job myself, you know. So I think he thinks that of himself too, and he should.
Man, it stinks. You know, when you're a professional athlete, you got to believe in yourself. And you're good, but there's levels. You could be a professional athlete and there still be people out there who are better than you. Hickey, Jacoby Brissett has to know he's a glorified babysitter. He knows it, right? He's just saying that for the media. He has to know he's a glorified babysitter.
He knows. Yeah, I think you bring him in because he's a great teammate and will not say that, but he knows his role at this point.
Yeah, you come on. Been around the block. He's like 30, 31 years old. He ain't new to this. He continued on. And he said it doesn't matter where anybody got drafted, how old anybody is. He says everybody knows their role. Thus, it's going to make it real easy for all of us to, you know, work together.
How do I make it not awkward?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just be myself, you know. Like, I'm not... I have no ego in this to be like, I feel like I should do this, or it's like, man, whatever is for me is going to happen for me.
I know what's going to happen for the Patriots. They're going to stink. They won 4 games last year. All the odds makers in Vegas, they got them at about 5 wins. And I guess that's not bad when you bring in a new quarterback, you bring in a new coach. So everything is new. I'm looking at their schedule right now. Cincinnati, they losing. Seattle, they'll probably lose. The New York Jets, they'll probably lose. How about that? San Francisco going to destroy them. They can't score with Miami. Houston is going to pick them apart. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they shouldn't lose. They'll probably win. They got the Jets again. The Tennessee Titans might suck. How about that? The Chicago Bears should beat them. The Rams should beat them. Miami should beat them. The Colts should beat them. Arizona sucks. Buffalo, the Chargers, and Buffalo again. Hickey, I think the Patriots might win 4 games by accident this year. Forget 5, right?
I'm with you. It's take the under. It's going to be ugly this year.
Yeah, UGLY. They ain't got no alibi. They ugly. New England Patriots, this is what you get. You can't win it all every year. I mean, for 20 damn years, you looked at the Patriots and you said, oh my God, will y'all stop? Ain't nobody going to have no sympathy for y'all. This is not the Buffalo Bills in the early 90s. I mean, 4 straight Super Bowls. Come on, this ain't the Dolphins. Forget the Dolphins, even though we know they've sucked for a long time, too. This ain't the Jets. It's not 1969. The Patriots have been dominating for 20 years. For the next 20 years, they could stand to suck, and nobody would care. So if you're a fan of the Patriots, and you happen to be older than, I don't know, 25 years old, or you're 25 or older, tough luck. If the Patriots never won another thing in your life, who cares? They could stink in perpetuity and the world will go on. Okay? Get over it. Nobody cares. Robert Kraft, sorry. Hickey, I don't think he's going to be around for another 25. Do you?
Oh, Wow, what a way to end the hour. I mean, I'm gonna bet on Father Time winning. He's undefeated so far, and I'll say.
Hey, listen.
No.
Maybe that's why he would go to the places. He thought he'd get. Never mind. Tom Brady doesn't like those jokes, right? No.
At least he's not here. Somehow.
Jeez. Well, he's not. Tom Brady's not here, so forget him too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm taking the under. Anyway, I'll be here if I don't get arrested or other things. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, on the other side of the break, I just mentioned the Dolphins. Tua doesn't want to show up to work? We'll discuss. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.